What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @whattheactualforkpod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode of What the Actual Fork podcast. It's rainy here, which I feel like is incredibly on par for what our mood is today. But Sam, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great over here. No, I feel like it's been a wild 24 hours in the social media realm. But what great content for a What the Actual Fork moment of the week and podcast episode. So you tell me if you just want me to take it away.
I do. And I think it's so important that we say out loud that, like, this is kind of your first time on the hater side of the insanity of social media, of like these types of people. You've crossed over in many other spheres, but like
the Fitspo, Fit Bro.
Yep, like, you were there. Bro. But like, I don't even know what to call like these wellness creators, but like
they apparently call themselves health creators.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite things about this. So let me break it down and then we'll just pass it back and forth here. So let's update our What the Actual Fork fam of what is going on. So first off, I want to be very, very explicitly clear that any time that we are talking about being like anti-something, we are anti-diet culture, not anti-humans that subscribe to it. And I think that's where there's a lot of misconstruing in this world right now. But anyways, so I stitched this mom who, she starts off her video saying, "I'm a crunchy mom. Of course people think it's weird I care about my health, but I think it's weirder that you don't." So I stitched this. I talked about like we could link the video in the show notes if people want to see like what I said to it. We don't need to go in like super depth, but I was saying, long story short, this is the issue with crunchy mom culture,
or even just health culture in
general. Health culture, right? Or it's similar to like people are like, "I don't know what this is." It's like just like the almond mom thing, right? Like it's like, and we did many episodes on the almond mom trend at the time. So anyone who is telling someone that they don't care about their health because of what they eat or don't eat, to me, that is quite literally the opposite of helping someone engage in health-promoting behaviors, right? That's creating food shame. That's creating a lot of shame around the word health or nutrition. And so long story short, she DM'd me yesterday after she saw the video and said, "I wish people like you would learn to make your own content." Interesting. I have a page full of thousands of videos. Instead of always stitching health creators. And this is the first time I've seen this, which I could not get over that she called herself a health creator. Keep in mind, she has no medical credentials whatsoever. And she said, "I get you're hungry for views, but," and then she sent me some emojis, "keep feeding lies and keep America sick, girl." She also called me babe in one of the comments. And I was like, can we not? Like, we're not doing this.
So there's so many, first of all, I'm sorry that happened to you, because it's really problematic in so many ways, this dialogue between the two of you to begin with. But like, listen, at the end of the day, the two of you have two completely different audiences, right? And your audience will see her video. Plain and simple, because she has hundreds of thousands of followers, more on TikTok, I believe, than on Instagram, but I don't know because I'm apparently blocked. But she has hundreds and thousands and millions of views on these videos that are blatantly saying that foods that 90% or more of most American parents that they feed their children are the quote unquote problem with your child. Heavy, heavy, heavy air quotes. And as a mom of a toddler who, what he eats, I don't even like want to even bring that into it. But like, if you notice something is not 100% perfect with your kid, right? Heavy air quotes on perfect also, you will do, and I can only speak from experience, I would do a fucking anything to make sure my kid is safe and has everything that he needs to strive and live the most thriving normal life he possibly can. Like, again, air quotes on those words, because who knows what those words mean. So let's say I'm a mom who is searching in the middle of the night, she can't sleep, for answers to behavior issues or anything, that picky eating or whatever else. And you see a crunchy mom says that your kid is doing X, Y, and Z because you're feeding them goldfish. Like, you start going down this rabbit hole of shame and guilt and fear and misinformation and spiraling out of control. And none of it is based in fact. None of it. At all. And so the problem, amongst many other things, is that. And then the second piece that, like, I just want to get off the bat is the line that you stitched where she said people think it's weird that she cares about her health. She thinks it's weird that you don't. There is a huge difference. And I have a viral video on this exact quote, that there is a huge difference between caring about your health and obsessing over it. And she is the definition, or this culture is the definition of crossing that line. Like, it's crossing that line. And that's that. Like, period.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to come back to that thought from you. But I thought a lot about, too, what's going on, because I don't want people coming after her in the comments. Like, that's not my intention. I clearly stated that in the video. But, like, of course, social media takes something by storm and it gets so lost. But did you see, like, the kite baby drama that was happening on TikTok? So it kind of reminds me of this in a sense. Like, I'm going to use it as an analogy of crunchy mom culture is the issue, right? We don't need to attack, and I'm not saying you're doing this. I'm saying in general, like, to our listeners, like, I'm coming after that, right? And so we don't need to come after, like, her. And I think that's where, because, like, to be honest, like, I can't diagnose, but, like, anyone who's saying the things she's saying, like, those are clear signs of disordered eating to me. So I have empathy for her, and like, thinking if she, I don't know if she has kids, I would assume she does. So, like, thinking about how her words are going to impact her kids based on the work that we do, like, I have, again, so much empathy for her. So I want to encourage people, like, with the kite baby drama, basically people came after kite baby and were, like, canceling them, right, for not having this maternity leave policy. There was a lot more to it, but, like, can we get mad at the maternal leave policies in our country and not just, like, cancel a company? Like, imagine if every, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, like, kite baby wasn't in the wrong. There was,
no, they were very much there.
But can you imagine if everyone took the angst and the power and the comments towards changing maternal leave versus just canceling a company? And why I'm saying that is, like, same thing here. Like, when people were in the comments, like, I'm happy people resonated with it, but when they start attacking her, completely missing the point of my post. Like, I could care less who this person is. It's the culture that I'm trying to talk about. And again, I can understand, and I responded back to somebody that, like, I can understand why she feels personally attacked, because her identity is this culture. So if I'm speaking negatively and talking about the harm that crunchy mom culture has, she's taking it as a personal attack. I'm talking about crunchy mom culture. You just happen to be delivering that message. It would be the same thing if someone was speaking about intuitive eating in a certain way. I'm going to perk up and listen to that. It's not my whole identity, but it's a big piece of me. And so that's where I think there's like a very unfortunate thing. And then apparently she's attacking me on her stories, but for my mental health, like I don't engage in that because I don't have time or capacity. We've been talking a lot on our podcast lately about the postpartum time frame, and I could not be more excited to have my fridge and freezer stocked with the Factor meals because they make it so easy to get fuel and nourishment in. I had the one the other night. I can't remember the name of it. You said you like the Greek one the best, right?
Oh my God. That was the first time I tried it. It was like this Greek pasta with broccoli on the side. I naturally mixed it all together, but it was like a feta chicken sauce.
I love that one.
So good.
Mine was more of like a Spanish flair of like a chicken with a veggie and a sauce. And then I added some extra rice to it, just like a microwavable rice to give it a little more oomph. And it was so delicious. But I love that they do have over 35 different options to choose from every week. And you know, your girl is all about the heat it and eat it. And
I
no
love
cooking.
When you say that.
It's just, it's my absolute favorite.
Honestly, the other night I was just so fried at the end of the day, and my son actually went to a birthday party, so he ate dinner at the party, and so did my husband, and I was on my own and had no food to cook, and I cannot even describe to you the happiness that I felt when I opened up the fridge and realized that I had Factor meals in there. So I am a huge proponent now for that Greek bowl. Highly recommend it. Get it on your next order, Sam. And for anybody listening who wants to give it a try as well, you can head on over to factormeals.com/fork50 and use code fork50 to get 50% off. That's code fork50 at factormeals.com/fork50 to get 50% off your order.
So what I want to come back to though, what really like struck me, you started to talk about it, was that the line says, I'm a crunchy mom. Of course, people think it's weird I care about my health, but I think it's weirder that you don't. So that's my whole video was talking about how health is not just what we eat. What we eat is such a small percentage of our overall health, right? It's access to healthcare, accessibility, financial stability, emotional support, community, access to safe drinking water, right? So we talk about this, like the privilege that this crunchy mom culture has, or this like elitist wellness culture. And so that's what the point of my initial video is. But then for her to come in and say, keep America sick, girl,
that's the big
where
one.
I responded today, where you and I talk about this all the time on the podcast. Like if someone's not reachable and not teachable, I'm not going to engage with them because I have so many more other important things to do. And that's why I chose not to respond directly to her, but to use this as a teachable moment for our community that eating disorders are the second leading cause of death of mental illness. When you say keep America sick, girl, it's so wildly different, or it's so wild to think about how you and I here on this podcast and her and not even her, just the entire crunchy mom community.
Wellness community.
Right, yeah. Are looking through such different lenses because she thinks that that culture genuinely believes that we are keeping America sick, where we are looking at them and saying, you are making America sick.
I was just going to say, what is the definition of sick, right?
Yeah, like, because what's the definition of health?
Exactly.
Right?
And there's no difference between her and what she's preaching and Flav City and what he's correct. Preaching and the girl that I went at it with, I can't even think of her name, blonde version of Bobby in the grocery stores. I won't even drop her handle, but her or Santa Cruz Medicinals, the other shirtless guy, or Carnivore MD, like there's no difference between those messages of what health is, quote unquote, and this, right? Like, it's what you just said, like, we could end the episode here at what, 12 minutes, but saying there's, what is the definition of health and what is the definition of sick?
Yes. Because when
I,
right? So she said, keep America sick, girl. I'm like, okay, well, eating disorders are the second leading cause of death and mental illness. And dieting is the number one predictor of eating disorder. And crunchy mom culture has an array of parallels to diet culture and to dieting.
It is diet culture.
Correct. Right? It's a fancy way of saying dieting and diet culture and elite wellness. So that's where I came back to publicly say that, like, that's bullshit. And I'm saying, hey, this is why I'm calling out your content. And this is something that, you know, as I came over into the intuitive eating space, I'm very open, you know, you and I both, about our transition from being like diet culture dietitians to intuitive eating dietitians. I had many people throughout the years, as we all do, I'm not talking about trolls and haters and like that, but like, we've had colleagues or health professionals or people call us out or call us in kindly and say, hey, you really missed the mark here. And it's so funny how this, it's just like people go right into victim mode and play like they're being attacked, when I like so clearly was stating that that's not what I'm doing. And if you genuinely care about people's health, like, I can't fathom that this is the way that somebody would act. And it's just, so at the end of the day, what I kind of wrap this up in a bow with on today's post was just telling someone that they don't care about health because of what they eat or don't eat is quite literally the opposite of helping humans improve their health, which I stated earlier. And that as a registered dietitian, nutrition education is a powerful tool. And there are many ways that we can use it to help, you know, enhance somebody's health physically, mentally, and emotionally, but it should never be weaponized against someone, and someone should never feel guilt or shame, all for the sake of air quotes health.
And there's absolutely no way that this human and that culture knows what's best for your family without knowing you. Right? Even if she does know you, she has absolutely zero credentials to be giving you custom nutrition education and advice. But per her post, she has absolutely no way of knowing what is best for your family. I don't care what she's recommending in those videos. I don't care what she's not. I believe I stitched one of her videos, which is probably why I'm blocked, where she was calling kind bars was like the devil. If somebody is choosing Kind bars because they like them, they can afford them, they have access to them, they keep them satisfied in between meetings or meals, their kids like them, like, that's a fucking win, right? Like, they could be eating toxic poison instead, and like, that could actually be the problem, right? Like, I just don't see where the disconnect is here. And I'll actually take it a step further, because there was a video that I'm about to stitch at some point today where a girl is drinking the Hailey Bieber smoothie from Erewhon. Did you see this?
I haven't, but I know the smoothie that you're talking about.
So the smoothie is like $25. Like, that's besides the point. But without DoorDash.
Have you ever been to an Erewhon?
I have once. It's freaking beautiful. I think I bought water and it was like $12. But
like, you got your Phoebe water and you're like, this is great.
Wait, could you imagine though how much it would cost to DoorDash one of those smoothies? Because like, you and I joke, like, sometimes when you're desperate, we DoorDash a smoothie, but like, and it's $20. But like, this is $25 without DoorDash or Uber Eats. So like, that'd be a $50 smoothie. But she's drinking it and she apparently like did the macros on it. And it's like, did you know this smoothie from Hailey Bieber? And she's like dancing and the song's like really inappropriate and like sexual. And she's drinking the smoothie and it's like, this has 700 calories and 80 grams of sugar and then, or carbs. And then the caption says, but I'm still going to drink it. So like, what's going on here? Is it okay because, quote, heavy air quotes, because it's always okay, but is it okay because it's $25 from Erewhon? But if it was the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's that probably has less sugar in it, like, that wouldn't be okay. Like, obviously that's like a very black and white stark comparison of ingredients and whatever else, but like, sugar is sugar is sugar. It's okay because it's okay by the health and wellness community. There's just so much wrong with how we view health in this world. And these are like prime examples of not seeing the bigger picture.
So last time we talked about the toasted coconut whole body deodorant from Lumi is off the charts smelling delicious. But then I believe it was our amazing podcast editor, Andrea, who told us about the Clean Tangerine body wash. And your girl used it the whole time because I had the travel one. I used it the whole time I was in Sedona for vacation. And it
talk about sweaty.
It is, well, and you would think I would be sweaty from like hiking and stuff, but being like 30 weeks pregnant, I'm like, no, absolutely not. I'm just sweating from my pregnancy hormones. But the Clean Tangerine body wash, like using that, oh my gosh. So Clean Tangerine from Lumi and the toasted coconut sticks. And I swear to God, like the stench is gone. So I'm so excited to try their products postpartum and keep it going.
They work. Like, let me just tell you, at 4.5 months postpartum, it's the only thing that keeps me smelling fresh. And they are clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours, which is so incredible. Like, I just can't even describe that to you, how much this busy mom appreciates that. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code FORK. So that's lumideodorant.com and you use code FORK. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use code FORK. We cannot recommend this enough.
I've never, ever heard someone call themselves a health creator. And that was just like a whole nother...
You don't like, go on TikTok
a whole
enough.
Another discussion. Like, we should call this episode WTAF is a health creator, because I just was dumbfounded by that. So you think that you are influencing, because what that tells me is you think you are influencing people's health, right?
But then what unfortunately she is.
Right. Which is also really unfortunate because the TikTok bio says mom, period, no medical advice. So now I'm really confused. And
that's probably just for legal reasons.
For legal purposes, 100%. And so you know what has been really weird though with all of this is I feel like you and I have always said like TikTok was the wild, wild west of social media.
So much worse now.
It's so wild. It was like a black and white switch. So the TikTok video, I think we're over 250,000 views right now. It landed with my people. Like, everyone's talking about this friend of mine was a crunchy mom and raised a kid, and he would come over and eat all my cookies and then like throw up and like all this stuff, like every comment you can read, and like TikTok's thriving. And then like I think she sent her tribe to my Instagram. Sure. And that's probably why. But like Instagram is the complete opposite. Like
Instagram is like into cause trouble these days. Like truly. Yeah.
So truly. That was really interesting to me that I was like, oh, I landed on the right side of TikTok. But like I'm on the very wrong side of Instagram right now.
Who knew that was a thing?
So I was just like, oh, well, I like TikTok again now, then I guess.
True.
I don't know. I also do want to bring up like the amount of this is like a funny way to put it, but like they've said it in my comments. I've read hundreds of comments over the past 24 hours of people saying that they are recovering crunchy moms and how thankful they are for our content and how they thought like they felt this immense pressure to feed their child a certain way or not feed their child certain things. And I had a lot of people actually comment how they had to leave the crunchy mom community because they could not afford it anymore. And like, even just hearing that alone, like we talk about privilege and access to food and like all of these things, it was just like, it was really interesting to read all of these comments. So yeah, I encourage you, if you want positive ones, go to read on TikTok. If you want the opposite of positive, head on over to Instagram.
Oh, there are some.
The post was really positive on Instagram. If you go to the still feed post, but the yesterday's video on Instagram.
I love the comment that somebody posted on yours that says, "Ooh, she's doubling down. Should have kept this one in drafts, babe." It's like, fuck you. What?
Oh, someone actually told me that I had a mental illness and it was shining through in my video. I was like, I don't even know what that means. But if you're a doctor, DM me and let's chat.
So here's a comment that I want to highlight because I actually posted something about this today, like my just take on it. This person commented on your video, "Why judge on either side? Why can't we just be quote unquote moms, not labels? What I feed my kid is my business and vice versa. Instead, people come to the internet." And the problem is because, and this is what I wrote, because I'm just going to read it. "Identifying as a quote unquote crunchy mom doesn't mean you are superior to others, because the way that this culture is being personified is as a superior way to parent your kid." And I think you and I both have said this many, many times, but if this is something that makes you happy and it makes your family happy, that is great. But shaming others for doing what's best for their family is not the answer. And I think I would categorize myself as a mom who's just trying to survive and help and help her kid foster a healthy relationship with food. And like, that's it, period, end of story. And
you're so, what the actual fuck mom, what like, the actual fork mom. Like, that's what you are. That's what I am.
Right? Like, it's... We could just talk in circles about this consistently, but why don't we instead give our listeners some tangible takeaways about either navigating this type of content, what to look for in content posts? Because I don't know about you, you being pregnant, your FYP on Instagram, which is called What Your Explore page, is probably all pregnancy things. Mine is all like baby things at like the 4 to 5 month age. It gets very specific, but people in that world are very much going to be getting all of that type of content in their explore page being pushed to them if they start commenting on these types of videos. So let's give some like red flags and things to look for and just some like health promoting reminders.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, going back to the comment that you just said, pulling that in and just pulling in the theme of today's episode is that health, there are so many things that impact your health, right? Because when this person is originally saying in the comment, "Why can't we just leave it alone?" Well, because this person
did it.
Openly put in their video, like openly put, "I think it's weird," or "You think it's weird that I care about my health, and I think it's weirder that you don't. I care deeply about people's health. And that's why I stitched this video, right?"
Amen, sister.
Like, period. That's why I went there. I think that, yes, I do create a lot of educational content that is not stitching, but I also do think it is our responsibility to call out harm and misinformation when we see it, if we have the mental bandwidth and capacity and stability to like shut it down, because you could continue to spiral. And like, I want to show up for my community. I want to show up for my clients, for my team of dietitians. Like, I can't be in the DMs, like fighting with somebody who's not reachable and teachable. Right. So going back to your question, I think it's as a parent, understanding what is your definition of health for you, for your family, what are, I call them like the puzzle pieces, the four cornerstones, right? Or like the four edges. So if you're building a puzzle, you always find those the four corners first, and then you build your outer ring and you work inward. So what are those four corner pieces for you? What do you want to prioritize? So whether that is working with a medical professional who can help you look at all of the determinants of health, whether it's your community, whether it is your variety of, you know, nutrients or fueling or stress management or sleep or movement or whatever it is, understanding what does impact our health and what do you want to prioritize for you and your family. And that is going to look different for every single parent. And if you do identify as a crunchy mom, there is nothing wrong with that, with the disclaimer of don't judge others or look down on others if they can't afford the foods that are a part of that community and or if they aren't, they don't have the same definition of health as you do.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And, you know, how can you set your child up for success when they are at a birthday party that doesn't serve food that meets your crunchy standards, right? Yeah. Because that's also a part of health. And like now that we're in the birthday party circuit, like you could have 2 birthday parties a day, right? And your kid could have pizza and cake twice in the same day. Is your kid going to sit out because of that, right? Or without food allergies, which I know are very, very real and can create, you know, a lot of stress around these types of situations as it is. But let's say food allergies are not a thing. How is your child going to feel in that scenario? And maybe they'll feel fine about it. Maybe they will. And I am not the person to judge that. But being aware of how this translates to life outside of your home, I think is really important before you make very strict, stringent, you know, hard pressed rules about how you are going to feed or how your expectations of feeding your family are. Because what you've said so beautifully, and that I'm just going to reiterate, is because your mental health is a huge part of the health puzzle. And whether it's for your kids, whether it's identifying as crunchy, no seed oils, non-toxic, toxin-free living, you know, carnivore, whatever it is that you are, whoever you identify with on social media, you know, how does this translate to living a life outside of your home? Because I know from personal experience, when I identified as happy, slim, healthy, I couldn't live a life outside of my home because I was living in constant fear of being off of my routine, in constant fear of food being served to me that I had no idea what was in it. Not because of the food allergies that I do have, but because of the portion sizes or, you know, the macros in it and not being able to track it and whatever else, being in fear of, you know, anything throwing off my routine, my exercise, going out to eat, whatever it was, I couldn't live a normal life because of an unrealistic beauty and health standard that I put on myself. So if we are starting this type of behavior and talk with our children, you know, you just have to think about that trajectory of how it will impact them in addition to your home and your life. And if that's something that you've discussed with your family and it works for you and you're going to prevent that from happening in whatever way, then that's amazing. But like you said, there's no reason to shame or judge people that live differently. And that's it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it was wild how many DMs I got of people. And again, like they were so genuine of being like, I thought that like that lifestyle of crunchy mom was the only way that I could care for my child's nutritional needs. And I can't keep up with it. And it's not sustainable. And I don't want my child eating only cake and cookies and ice cream and goldfish all day long. And again, I think that's where like the big misconceptions of intuitive eating and you know, the non-diet approach, people think that the crunchy moms are what they are and that we're over here in this other camp saying, fuck it, let your kid have whatever they want, whenever they want. Like we have many episodes with, you know, Dr. Taylor Arnold.
She's or the best.
The ladies of Sunny Side Up Nutrition or all of these dietitians and health professionals that specialize in kiddo nutrition where kids thrive with structure and you as the parent get to call a lot of the shots, not only of like the foods they're getting exposed to, but also the verbiage around food and bringing back to what you said, that like mental health aspect and the relationship with food and all of that. So, I mean, unless there's anything else that you really want to tie it with a bow, I think this is just a great place for, like, if parents are listening to this or moms are listening to this, because I'm sure Crunchy Mom, if it's not what the actual fuck is a health creator is the title, I'm sure Crunchy Mom will be in this title. You know, I think it's important to know that both Jenna and I have insurance-based practices where if you want help feeding your family from a place that aligns with your goals, right? Your definition of health, we have the ability to get you those resources. We have accessible care both at Happy Strong Healthy and Fine Food Freedom.
And just to end, the beautiful thing about having insurance covered care is that you can book an appointment just to have your specific questions answered. It doesn't have to be this like long-standing relationship that we used to sell and pitch, like you had to commit to however many months. You can literally book 1 to 2 sessions and just have your questions answered. And I think that's something that's really, really cool. That we both offer. And the last thing that I just want to say too is, because I got a comment that said something like, if this is about, if being a crunchy parent means like feeding your kid organic, then I think it's a good thing. Like, that's a whole other conversation. But what I just want to layer into this too is that you're allowed to mix and match what you feed your kid to. And again, it just doesn't have to have a label, right? I think that's like the bigger piece of it that is for all of the cultures. Like, you can do CrossFit without being a CrossFit junkie in your bio, right? Like, you can eat organic food.
You can
food
eat a steak without being keto. A carnivore.
Like, or a carnivore, right? Yeah. Like, there's like all of these things that, like, I understand wanting community and I understand wanting to identify as a certain thing. And I also understand wanting and desiring like rules around like what it is that you should do, quote unquote, because otherwise you might feel out of control. And because of all of those things, I would highly encourage you to seek out some one-on-one support covered by insurance.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.